Boker Tov, after Lavan tricks Yaakov, Yaakov ends up marrying Leah first instead of Rachel. And the Torah says that he realizes this when he wakes up in the morning. Vayiva boker v'inehi Leah. Vayimar Lavan, mazot asita li alo b'Rachel, avadati imach v'lamari mitani. Lots of questions that we could ask about this pasuk. Rashi wants to know, what does it mean, v'inehi Leah? What was she before? So Rashi says, ava balayla lo haita Leah. V'fisha masar Yaakov simanim Rachel.
Because Yaakov and Rachel had some kind of secret siman that they worked out between the two of them. And at this point, right before Rachel saw that Leah was going to be given over to Yaakov, she didn't want Leah to be embarrassed. And so the Gemara in Megillah and also in Bava Batra says that Rachel actually gave the simanim that she had set up with Yaakov to Leah. One question that we might ask is, what are these simanim? Anybody ever think about that? What are the simanim? Is it some kind of, eight-letter password with a capital letter at the beginning, and you have to have, no spaces? What is this simanim? So interesting, the Dad Zaken in Bali Tosfos, so they actually reveal, they say the simanim were the three main halachot that women have to be especially scrupulous about. Nida, Chala, and Hadlakat Ner. Once you see that, by the way, it's interesting because then it's not really Rachel betraying Yaakov, giving a password. It's simply the halachot that Rachel is teaching to Leah so she won't be embarrassed when she's married to Yaakov. It's not like she was directly betraying Yaakov in this sense. She was simply teaching, she was giving her kala classes so she knows what it's like to be a married woman. Shavua Tov.